Interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout Indian River County and the Treasure Coast? Then you found the right show, The Vero Insider, also available online at theveroinsider.com. Now here's your happy hostess with the mostess, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, happy almost Thanksgiving, everyone. Thanksgiving Eve. It's a delightful time to pop open a delicious bottle of red and highlight a couple fun facts about the upcoming holiday. And if I may quickly give a shout out for Queen Bee's Produce right there at the intersection of 16th Street and 14th Avenue. You can run in there yet today and pick up all those last minute delightful fresh items that you need to make some sensational side dish. Of course, they are going to be closed on Thanksgiving, but think also ways that you can recreate your leftovers, and you can do that by using new fresh produce and some delicious dish this weekend. So here in the studio, I have some great guests we're going to highlight here in just a moment, but beside me is the one and only Miss Kitty Wagner, executive chef and owner of the Blue Star in downtown Vero, right there on 14th Avenue. And fun fact, Miss Kitty.
What happened now?
They say that there's over 54 million Americans that will be traveling for the Thanksgiving holiday.
You know, I usually do travel, and I decided this year not to. I'm going to travel right to my next door neighbor's house.
Sounds like an easy stride.
Awesome.
Like just right there.
I have all day to get there.
And you'll be bringing delicious wines, I'm sure. But, you know, a lot of those 54 million Americans traveling, some of them will be right here in our own neck of the woods. And though you won't be open for Thanksgiving, you'll be open Friday and Saturday to help
absolutely.
Host
yeah.
those amazing
yeah.
travelers.
It's usually a really big weekend, and we love it when their families together and they come in and hang out and everybody, you know, nobody has to cook, nobody has to clean. You just come in.
And it's so cozy.
Catch up with each other, find out what went on in the year, and just have a really great time. Family time.
Yeah, because once you've already expanded your tummy on Thanksgiving, which, of course, I read that the average American consumes 4,500 calories on Thanksgiving Day. Bonus.
Seriously, I believe that.
You'll be ready to eat on Friday again.
Because you start at like 9 in the morning, at least I do, with like the mixed
just
salted nuts.
And crazy.
And then goes from there. It just goes downhill all day.
It's worth it. It's worth it. Kitty, what is our delicious wine that you brought? This is just fabulous.
Yeah, it's a Oren Swift wine. It's off of their location series. And so this is F for France. It's a Grenache from France. And it's just a really great wine. Goes great with everything. It would be really fun to pour at your holiday table. Oren Swift, Dave Finney, who is a winemaker with Oren Swift Wines, is a really famous cult winemaker. And his regular bottles tend to be really expensive. But he has this little location series that he did just for fun. And it's great. Generally, they're under $20 a bottle. I think I've seen them as low as $12 to $14. You'll know because it's got an island sticker on the front of it. It looks like a white oval island sticker.
Yeah.
So the F is from France. The E is for Spain, España. And then I, Italy. C is California. A is Argentina. So he's making an indigenous grape in each country's area that makes wine. And hence it's called the location series. But
super fun.
The French
concept.
One's really good. Yeah.
Yeah, this is delicious. And, you know, I was looking up what was the first Thanksgiving meal, which took place, you know, back in 1621.
And
it was like
ago.
A 3-day harvest festival with pilgrims and Indians. And the menu was not turkey, right? It was venison, duck, goose, oysters, lobster, eel, and fish. Though they did have pumpkins and cranberries, not pumpkin pie. But
right.
they had pumpkins and cranberries. And I'm just thinking, like, half of those things are on your menu at the Blue Star. like, really?
That's
it just hasn't
true.
Lost its charm at all.
True. I do have venison. I do have duck. I've got all kinds
lobster.
Of things. We have lobster.
You have fish.
Absolutely. I have cranberries going with the venison.
Ooh.
I've got all kinds of stuff. I just made a pumpkin soup that was really delicious.
Oh, you bring wine but no soup. Sad face for your friend Anna.
I know who loves soup.
It's so sad. It's okay. It's all right, sweet. We're going to circle back, but folks, just know that make your reservations. Get in there this weekend. If you have friends from out of town, they're going to want to see the Blue Star. It's just my favorite place to be, especially when the weather turns like this. It's just so cozy and intimate inside there, and it's so special. And it's places like that that makes Vero Beach and Indian River County a unique place to live, to work, to play. And if you don't presently have a home here, well, you need to look upon some professionals to help in that process. And as we gear up towards the end of the year, it's a great time to be thinking, am I making a transition in 2020? So with that being said, I have Vivian Gonzalez. She is here. She is our broker and real estate instructor with Ocean Real Estate. Welcome, sweetheart.
Thank you, Anna. Thanks for having me.
You look very beautiful, by the way.
This is a nice color
on you. This maroon.
It's very
I love all your fall tones. It is very Thanksgiving. You nailed it.
Thanks.
If she can pay attention to that kind of detail, imagine what she does with your paperwork. And when she needs a counterpart with her paperwork, she has a friend named Jordan Lulich. Lulich Attorneys and Consultants. They're here as a dynamic duo today.
And thank you for having me, and thank you for this delicious wine.
This is an awesome touch to it.
Amazing. I haven't been on a radio show and had a glass of wine, so
it's
a great way to start.
This is like the best way to do any kind of interview and share pertinent information with our listenership. So let's just delve a little bit, if we can, because I think it's important to highlight that not all brokers and not all realtors can, in fact, be a real estate instructor. So I think that instantly helps separate you,
Vivian.
That's
right, Anna. Out of 400,000 agents in Florida alone, only 1,000 of those agents are real estate instructors. And I'm one of those. Actually, Jordan's one of those as well.
And that's how we met.
We met teaching.
I see. I'm going to learn so much in this broadcast.
You sure are.
Yeah.
I'm going to make sure of that.
Okay, so I think then let's highlight why having that under your belt can be valuable to the clients that you're working with, whether they're a buyer or a seller.
Absolutely. I mean, you're always, the test itself, I think it's the most difficult to accomplish.
Yeah, I know, most people don't let it lapse. They say once you get your license, you just keep renewing, even if you don't practice anymore.
I thought the instructor license exam was much harder. And well, in my career, this is my passion. So for me, it's not work, it's fun. But I've always striven to go as high and as far as I can with what I do.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just one more thing that I could do to be of value to my clients.
And how long have you been in real estate?
I've been in real estate 5 years.
Okay.
And I've been a total of sales experience for 17 years. The rest of those were pharmaceutical sales.
Oh, excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you are a licensed broker in both Florida and South Carolina, and I can say from experience, representing my own personal viewpoint, the most trusted and most respected moving and storage company throughout the Treasure Coast, White Glove Moving and Storage. We are an interstate agent with Beacons Van Lines, allowing us to help facilitate moves into and out of Florida, not just the local moves. And the number one move for 3 summers in a row from our area has been to one of the Carolinas. So you get folks that make a big change coming from the Northeast or Midwest, and they say, I'm all into Florida. And then they realize that there's not a whole lot of seasonality. Things don't really change a whole lot. And they feel like, I need that in my life. And then they go only like halfway back.
Halfbacks.
Halfbacks the attend. It's an affectionate term. We mean it with love.
No, it is with love because, you know, then you get to see the leaves change and there's just a lot going on.
Yeah.
I need snow. This is the best place to live. This weather right now, this is phenomenal right now.
Bust out some boots and occasional scarf. It's not even needed.
I got as far north as Tallahassee and we had one snow day there. And by the time the snow touched the ground,
it already melted.
I know. And people were freaking out. They closed down the highways. I mean, school was canceled.
I don't know what to do.
Okay, I experienced snow. I can go back to Vero Beach. So
that's, touché.
Yeah. Are you from here as well?
I'm a Detroit girl born.
She knows all about snow.
Yeah.
Columbus, Ohio. So
Columbus,
I know
Ohio.
All about snow.
So we really have a strong appreciation.
Snow. We love Vero Beach.
Well, we can all share about the beautiful area.
I like
we live
to play in the snow.
Right. Yeah. And visit and then come back home.
And come back to the beautiful weather.
But being able to sell real estate in both areas, I think, would be a huge advantage because there's so many clients that
and
just.
I have I have the first-hand experience that I'm from Florida. I'm originally from Miami, uh-huh. and I have also lived for 8 years in the Carolinas, so I know what it's like to do both, and I know what it's like to relocate. So
uh-huh.
I do a lot of relocations and hold their hand every step of the way and align them with great partners that make that transition as smooth as possible, such as your white glove moving company.
Oh,
and,
yes.
You know, closing on their property, you know, Lulich attorneys. So,
and you know, that's something that's so important to point out, because how many realtors did you say were in the state of Florida?
400,000.
So that's a big number. And
that's a lot.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
And not all of them practice every day and it's their career. Some of them dabble on the side. Some of them get it just to be able to list in at their own properties. And there's nothing wrong with that. But the thing that makes me a little bit nervous is the fact that there's a lot of paperwork involved with a real estate transaction. This is most people's largest purchase ever. So it is, I think, very worthwhile that you have that second set of eyes and that professional team to really help oversee that, because
people are making the largest investments in their lifetime when they purchase or when they sell a piece of property. And I just had this past week a little old lady come into my office, and she just entered a contract to sell her home. And it was $50,000 under market value. And guess wow. what? She didn't know Vivian or she didn't know a realtor, because she was uninformed and she rushed into the decision.
Uh-oh.
She came into my office wanting to get out. But once you sign the dotted line, you sign the dotted line. And we're talking about hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a decision that you want to take very, very carefully before you rush into it. So having that professional there to help guide you through the process and direct you, you're going to avoid mistakes like that where, you know, ultimately now she's looking back on it and she said, if only I would have called a realtor, if only would I have came and seen a real estate attorney before I got myself into this huge mess.
Ay. And yeah. that's important for folks to pay attention to, because I know that one of the biggest times for individuals to list a home is after the holidays, right? So they go through the holidays, going through the motions,
yep.
and then they say, okay, that was a great last hurrah, and I'm ready to seriously consider making some changes for whatever those motivations might be. Mm-hmm. New job, upsize, downsize, just simply a new location, whatever it is. Yet the world of real estate and the real estate closings are changing. I mean, mm-hmm. a lot can be done now digitally, and that's kind of scary.
Absolutely.
Scary, well, but exciting.
It is exciting, says Jordan Lulich.
It's exciting.
Yes.
I always say, you know, I am a young attorney in an old profession, but people want to come and see me. They want to see someone who's younger to help them with technology.
Oh,
because
valid.
I would arguably, you know, the youth have an upper edge when it comes to technology. But this new law was passed, and it was designed in such a meticulous way to put in safeguards to, because you have a valid concern, and that it is scary being able to sell, being able to do your wills online, but all of these different documents that have required notaries for such a long time,
yes,
it's all able to do through a software platform. A software platform that has safeguards like answering a series of security questions and scanning an identification to make sure it's not fraudulent, and a whole series of them. But the legislator, which they're a hard group and they're very, very conservative in this state, mm-hmm. they got together and they said, hey, how do we keep fraud out of being able to sell real estate, being able to do wills all online? And they did a phenomenal job at designing that statute. So starting January 1st, she'll be able to be in Peru. You'll be able to be in Spain,
so
drinking
convenient.
Your Rioja wine.
I love it. Yes.
Right? That's a good sale.
That is a great sale.
There are
yeah.
a lot of out of state buyers yes. and sellers and international sure. that come to Vero Beach as well. And it's just such a convenient
yes.
feature.
And Vivian habla español. Entonces,
español,
que puedes ayudar tus clientes de hispanos.
Sí, oh, wow.
Eso.
Nice. That's
Porque
great.
No hay muchas, no hay muchas realtors en este sitio que habla español. Entonces,
exacto. Yo puedo ayudarlos en su idioma y durante todo el proceso en español, desde el principio hasta el final, y hasta asesorarlos con un abogado tremendo como Jordan, que también habla español.
Eso.
Oh.
Just saying that there's not that many realtors in this area that speak Spanish.
Exactly.
So Vivian here
well,
speaks Spanish.
Well, certainly not fluently. In again, this is a big purchase. And you're absolutely right that we are blessed to have so many folks travel and visit here. And though they may can't come for an extended period of time, it might not be enough time once they fall in love with the property to actually go through all of the closing paperwork and the necessary processes that happen after the fact. They might have to get back, and then now this makes it really, really simple.
Sure, you know, life's always happening.
Yeah,
and life happens.
You're in the moving business. You have people down here that are moving down here all the time that are buying homes, right?
A thousand people a day move to Florida.
A thousand people a day. So they have to truck all their stuff down to Florida. And so now they can close on their home, truck their stuff down to Florida, and go directly to their home and not have to wait in a hotel or receive the documents in the mail or create the added stress of purchasing or selling a property.
Wow, that's really exciting. So that's effective January 1.
January 1st. It's effective. So,
oh, my goodness. We're just a few weeks in counting, folks.
Perfect.
It's coming.
It is perfect. I know that I probably won't want to do any transactions on January 1, only because I really love December 31st, but that's just me. Before we go on a quick break, Vivian and Jordan, will you please provide your contact information for our listeners if they're interested in having more of that one-on-one conversation?
Sure, absolutely. You can either visit my website at oceanrealestategroup.com, really easy, oceanrealestategroup.com, or contact me directly at my cell, 772-202-2818. That's 772-202-2818. And I am not 9 to 4:30. I'm 24/7. So call me, email me, contact me anytime.
Oh, I like that.
And we offer free 30-minute consultations, Lulich Attorneys, and you can reach us at 772-589-5500. Office is Vero Beach in Sebastian.
Wonderful. Lulich.com. That's Lulich.com. We are here just having some gratitude and celebrating this wonderful Thanksgiving holiday that is tomorrow, sipping on some delicious Grenache, compliments of the Blue Star in downtown Vero. There's more in store with Where to Go, What to Try, and How to Give Back. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, everybody. How's everything going? Have you noticed it might be season lately? Look at all those cars. What's going on? Anyway, this is Chef Kitty from the Blue Star Restaurant in downtown Vero, reminding you that we are Vero's premier place for dining and live entertainment. With music nightly and wonderful wines and incredible new dishes on our menu, we've got hot seared foie gras, we've got sweetbreads, we've got house-cured gravlax for starters. Also, let me tempt you with our Maine lobster risotto. That's a pound and a quarter Maine lobster that I personally take out of the shell, and I serve it over a creamy risotto that has shiitake mushrooms, leek, and Parmesan cheese. Something to die for. We are also carrying this season American lamb from Oregon, Anderson Farm. It's amazing. So find us online or call us at 492-9057 for reservations. That's 492-9057. Join us at the Blue Star. We'll see you soon. Cheers.
Put your best hair forward, Vero Beach, with your new favorite color, cut, and style at the Hair Studio Vero, now located in the Candlelight Plaza just south of 12th Street in Old Dixie. Come see Melissa and her growing team. Booth rentals available. From fades and designs for the man or boy in your life to master colorist techniques, highlights, designer cuts, and styling, the Hair Studio Vero is here to make you look your best at pricing you will appreciate. Plus, shop while you wait in the front boutique. Call today, 772-999-2652, and follow us on Facebook.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, Caliber Home Loans, treasurecoast.com.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
White Club Moving and Storage, dependability movers. White Club Moving and Storage, we keep Florida moving. We keep Florida moving.
Pro-
proud to be the only Better Business Bureau Torch Award-winning moving company. We provide peace of mind every time when it comes to moving your prized possessions across the street or across the country. With nearly 20 years in the business, we have confidence in our pricing, offering bound rates for packing, moving, and storage, to flat hourly rates for help with just the heavy lifting. Count on White Glove Moving to make your move easy and affordable with certification in senior, piano, office, and residential moving as a pro mover. Visit us online at whiteglovesusa.com.
And happy Thanksgiving Eve, ladies and gentlemen. Anna Valencia Tillery here, your Vero Insider. And you know, there are four towns in the United States named Turkey.
Really?
No, yes. In Arizona, Texas, Louisiana, and North Carolina.
See, ooh. I would think there'd be one in Pennsylvania, but I don't know why.
One would have thought, but it isn't there.
Okay. Well, North Carolina's close enough.
Super close.
Yeah.
And you know, when you think travel, you're going to want to look your best. So if you are in need of a new stylist, I highly recommend Melissa and her team at the hair studio of Vero. She even has a skilled barber in there that does cool fades and hot shaves. She's the most affordable salon in the entire city, county probably for that matter.
Yep.
Melissa's really talented, and I mean, you want to look your best this holiday season. When you travel, make your appointment. You won't be disappointed. Foxy Nails opens 7 days a week in the Fresh Market Plaza right next to Hallmark. Pick up a gift certificate for somebody special that literally has everything. Every 2 to 3 weeks, we need a pedicure. We will happily apply.
Absolutely.
That gift card. I'm just saying.
Many petties.
Caliber Home Loans, where home loans is all that they do. We will be starting a new segment in December called the Caliber Call-In, and they'll be giving us tips and tricks as we look to embark upon home ownership. And that is a perfect segue into our amazing guests. We have Vivian Gonzalez, broker owner of Ocean Real Estate Group. Alongside her is one of her preferred partners, Jordan Lulich of the Lulich Attorneys and Consultants. And thinking Thanksgiving, it's important to highlight that being able to give back is really rewarding. You know, it helps us to appreciate what we have and be able to pay it forward. And I know that both of you are very committed to giving back to the community. Do you have a moment you could quickly highlight a couple things that you're doing?
Absolutely, Anna. I've always believed in having a strong sense of social responsibility. I've worked with the homeless community for a long time, not just in this area, but in Miami. And also I've worked in Atlanta, Georgia, and soup kitchens. And that's just a cause that's dear to my heart. Here in Vero Beach, I always ensure that I donate a percentage of my transactions to those types of, organizations.
Oh, that's great.
Organizations.
And working closely with the Source, right?
Great work. Mm-hmm. Like the Source and Little Birthday Angels are dear to my heart.
Aww.
Absolutely.
Some of my personal favorites too. How about you, Jordan?
Well, I actually recently started a nonprofit called Caring for Catastrophes, and we are raising supplies right now to send down to the Bahamas.
Nice.
No one is talking about the Bahamas, but they are in dire need of supplies. It's catastrophic over there.
Yeah.
Areas like the Freeport and the bigger cities, they're a little bit more self-sufficient right now, but there are so many smaller fishing communities that are just completely devastated, completely collapsed. So we are raising supplies, and we're looking to do a trip in January to bring down our supplies over there.
Oh, wonderful. What's the website?
CaringForCatastrophes.com is the website. So you can go on there, see what we're doing, see what we've raised, see what we need, and donate if you feel compelled to do so.
That's
absolutely
wonderful. What a great outlet this Thanksgiving season. And I know Kitty does a lot to give back locally, too. In fact, you just recently teamed up with the Samaritan Center.
Oh, yeah. We always do the soup bowl. I love that.
And you helped to do their big party after the fact,
yep,
too.
Yep, we did that. Yep. Yeah, we do a lot. You know, being a chef, we do a lot with feeding people. But I'm also, you know, like you, Jordan, I'm really into housing people. I love Habitat. I love any of the design build. Anything that helps people have a safe place to shelter is just really critical. And it helps, especially with the homeless situation that's being exacerbated, you know, just worldwide.
Absolutely.
And more than anything, it feels good to give.
It really does. It's really rewarding.
Yeah.
Very rewarding.
Well, hopefully, as we all are together this Thanksgiving with friends, family, and neighbors, we can reflect on that and hope to pay it forward as we come into the rest of this amazing holiday season. Please visit us online, theveroinsider.com. Live link and support all of our amazing sponsors. Thank you to our guests for coming in today.
Thank you, Anna.
And Kitty, let's order a case of this delicious wine. Happy Thanksgiving. Cheers.
Happy Thanksgiving. Cheers.